The Health and Fitness Show with Dr. Diane Cooper in association with The Hearing Consultancy. Experiencing hearing difficulties? Book your free hearing test at one of our clinics in Kinnegad, Mullingar or Tullamore and get impartial advice on hearing aids, ear protection, tinnitus help and more. TheHearingConsultancy.ie.
You're very welcome to the Health and Fitness Show here on Midlands 103. I'm your host, Dr. Diane Cooper, and this evening we'll be chatting with Professor Susan Coote. She's a physiotherapist and a researcher working with MS Ireland about the fantastic Active Neuro Programme. We'll also be speaking with John Conroy of Docus Offaly Cancer Support Group about two programmes that they have coming up in Offaly over the next few weeks. If you'd like to join me on the show, I'd love to hear from you, and you can contact me on healthandfitness@midlands103.com. Joining me on the line this evening is Professor Susan Coote. And Susan is a physiotherapist, she's a researcher and currently working for MS Ireland as their exercise and physical activity coordinator. Susan, you're very welcome to the show and thanks so much for joining us this evening.
Thanks, Diane, for having me on.
Susan, so I read, actually, there was an article recently in the Irish Times about the Active Neuro Project, which I think is an absolutely fantastic project. So I might actually ask you, will you tell us a little bit about that, please?
Yes, certainly. So Active Neuro is a programme that enables people with neurological conditions to increase their physical activity. So it aims to fill that void where people have, and to give people increased access to and availability of programmes. So we know that people with neurological conditions like stroke, with MS, with Parkinson's and various other conditions, we know that physical activity is really important for them. And sometimes because of their specific issues they have with these conditions, just in terms of their movement, they need some little bit more help then to get started, to get them going. So the idea of Active Neuro was, instead of having each individual charity or support group running classes in a region, that we'd get together, we would be stronger together in terms of you know, using resources, creating more specialism in the physiotherapy team. But the bottom line is that it's exercise classes led by physiotherapists predominantly for people with neurological conditions like stroke, Parkinson's, multiple sclerosis.
Sure, which is fantastic, because we have a huge amount of evidence to show that exercise and different types and amounts of exercise are so crucial for people who have these conditions. So you've mentioned then the types of people who have different conditions that would come to the programme, and I'm sure, like, within a class, Susan, I'm sure you would have people of all ages, all different types of conditions, different abilities.
Yeah, well, we actually, so when we started Active Neuro, the idea came before the pandemic. And actually what we were aiming to do was increase the amount of classes, physical classes in areas. So, you know, the primary care teams would quite often say to us, well, we don't have enough people with MS in this town, Susan. So the idea was that we would bring people together so that we would have enough people to run classes. But actually then what happened was, when we were online, we realised that gave us huge opportunities to actually do something much more specialised.
So sure,
we actually try and create our classes so that people are as similar as possible. So, you know, we would want different focus of our exercises for people, let's say, who are newly diagnosed and have really very few problems. Our focus there might be on fitness, on flexibility, on preventing issues. Whereas for people who use a stick or a rollator, for them, maybe the focus needs to be much more on balance and strength and flexibility. So we're able to do that because of the online environment. So what we started off thinking we would do actually changed quite dramatically during the pandemic. So each of our participants has a screening, so we see them individually online. We see what where they're at, what their level is, and see what focus they need from their exercise programs, and then we run the different classes based on that.
Sure, and you've mentioned online, Susan, and in my own space, in the exercise space, you know, there's a lot of conversation around on-site versus online, and there are so many benefits to on-site, of course, about being in person and the social aspect, and there's lots. But in terms of online, I really do think that it creates wonderful opportunities and accessibility for everybody, regardless of where you are, because you mightn't have transport to go to classes. You mightn't have the time to go. You might be caring for someone else at home, for example. Or there's a million reasons why people can't get out. And of course, this is making wonderful opportunities available to them.
Yeah, and I think it's been a really interesting journey with us. So I think the first thing that surprised us was, so MS Ireland as an organisation, MS Ireland, I should say, is the host organisation running the Active Neuro programme, but it is open to any neurological condition. But at the start of the pandemic, we moved all of our programmes online. And I think we brought probably 85-90% of people with us online, which was amazing. And then obviously during the pandemic, that was the only option. But then when the restrictions started easing, we started looking at put in place the procedures to go back to in-person. But actually, probably, I'd say probably 75-80% of our classes are still online, because it suits our clients better. So just as an example, I have one lady who used to drive from North Tipperary into Thurles for her exercise class. It took her 40 minutes driving, so that's 80 minutes of a round trip. She had to pay a babysitter to mind her kids. By the time she got there, she was exhausted. So for her, online works absolutely brilliantly. And for a lot of people, that's the same. So you quite rightly mentioned some of the barriers that our client group find. You know, our participants talk that they might have to rely on somebody else for a lift because they don't drive themselves. We know that fatigue can be a big issue for people living with stroke, MS and Parkinson's. So the fact that they don't have to use lots of energy to get into the car, get to a venue, walk into a venue, it means that they have more energy to focus on their exercise. So the online environment is really working for our participants. We're very open to doing some in-person classes, but at the moment our active neuro participants are telling us that online is where they want to stay. And you mentioned the kind of the chat and the social support. We actually find that we get some really good banter going in the online classes. So our focus with active neuro is we have part of the class will be exercise, of course, and getting people moving. But a big part of that class is the education component. And, and the education, I say education loosely, in that a lot of it is people learning from each other. You know, has anybody ever encountered this? Or, and the kind of sense of support from other people. So peer learning, so learning from each other, and then the social support that they give each other is as important, I think, as the exercise component.
Definitely.
Knowing that people out there in the same boat and having something to log on it, so that we actually find the social, it's not the same as in person, but it's still good crack, and we still have good chats before and after the exercise classes.
Yeah, fantastic. Because I think when you're going through a journey, no matter what the journey is in life, I do think that support from people in similar situations is crucial. And of course, when you pair that with the exercise and the guidance and the support and all, like, it's just a fantastic program. I'm wondering, Susan, how it all started.
So it started. So I'm a researcher in. I was based in the University of Limerick. I developed lots of physiotherapy programs, really evidence-based programs based on the latest theory, based on all of the research evidence. You know, we evaluated them. We'd shown that they would work. And what happened was, I was going out to the HSE physios and saying, listen, I'd love to train you to deliver this program. And they were just saying to me, listen, Susan, we don't have enough people with MS in our region. And as a physiotherapy researcher, I was going to lots of conferences about physical activity, about exercise, and actually listening to other researchers in the areas like stroke, Parkinson's, any other neuromuscular disorders. We were all really presenting the same barriers, the same facilitators. The exercise guidelines are more similar than they are different. People with neurological conditions share a lot of symptoms like weakness, like balance issues, like fatigue issues, like problems with memory and thinking that are probably unique to this group comparison. So it really kind of got me thinking, well, you know, maybe we can extend the learning and the really good experienced physiotherapists we have in MS Ireland to people with other neurological conditions. And that's where Active Neuro was born. It was an application between myself and the physiotherapy manager in primary care in Limerick to the Sláinte Care Integration Fund. And at that stage, I was in UL and with MS Ireland as well as applicants. And that was, it was a successful application to the Sláinte Care Integration Fund. We had funding for them to, from them to run it in 2020 and 2021. And we were delighted at the end of 2021 that our evidence of its effectiveness and its benefit was so strong. They've now recommended us for future funding in the Midwest. And we've also been lucky to extend that funding to the Western region as well.
Can I ask you from a participant perspective, so people who are on or have been on the Active Neuro project, what do they say about the project?
Yeah, and we've done a couple of we've asked people in a couple of different ways. So, you know, our participants will fill out a satisfaction questionnaire where they can tell us how they found us and they can make suggestions or they can tell us what the benefits were. And then we also did a specific research study where we, two physiotherapy students actually, independent of me, sat down with people who'd taken part and asked them. And I think people talked about the benefits in terms of their symptoms. So people talked about how they felt stronger. They talked about how their fatigue was reduced. I've mentioned fatigue a couple of times, and I think when you're feeling fatigued, the last thing you might think you want to do is exercise. Mm-hmm. But actually what people were telling us is when they got fitter, when they got stronger, their energy usage was more efficient and therefore they felt less fatigued. So that was had a really positive impact on their ability to do other things in life.
You sure.
know, they could then get out and go socializing, or they could, you know, have more fitness and endurance, that they could do the supermarket shop without being exhausted. So that was a big part of it. Benefits in terms of walking and confidence in walking. One of our particular programs focuses on reducing falls. So people with these conditions can fall quite often, and obviously that not only creates physical injury, but psychologically it creates huge fear of falling. And if you're afraid of falling, you might not want to go out. But the participants told us that their fear of falling was much reduced, and they felt more confident moving around. Mm-hmm. And exercising, which was a really, really good outcome. And I think outside of those kind of physical symptom related pieces, the big thing was the group, the benefits of being amongst people in the same boat as them, the benefits of knowing that there was other people out there going through the same thing, the benefits they got from the specialist physio team. So I should say that, you know, Active Neuro is all the physios who run Active Neuro, we do online exercise classes all of the time. So we've become very specialised at it, both the online environment and the exercise component and how to convey that. So people talked about the group. They talked about, you know, just getting great solace and knowing that there was other people out there going through the same things. Mm-hmm. But also, as I said, learning from each other, you know, the kind of the tips and tricks. Have you ever tried this? So somebody might have found a new walking stick or a walking aid, or somebody might have tried using a new aid and then was telling everybody about it and other people found benefit of it. Those kind of conversations just about the daily living with conditions. And one of the other kind of positive things was we had one lovely group where we had a lot of older people whose husbands or wives were helping them log on. And we said to them, would you like to stay? You know, there's nothing, there's no reason that you shouldn't exercise.
Brilliant.
So we had some really lovely kind of family groups where we had the carers or the spouses of people logging on and exercising as well. And that was great fun, that group. And again, during the pandemic, it was important. You know, I think the message about being active really came strongly there. And I guess that message is still there, isn't it? And the physical activity is good for us.
Absolutely. And that's the point. It's good for everybody. And I absolutely love what you've just said there about other family members getting involved, because it is for everybody. And then you're sharing a journey and you have an understanding of what your partner is doing, what's happening in the class. You know, you now are doing things in common. You have things to talk about. And of course, after every single session, you will always feel better, which is fantastic.
And you mentioned feeling better. And I didn't mention already the kind of the mood effects. So, you know, people mentioned feeling less depressed, feeling less anxious, feeling better able to get up and do things, you know, just giving a little bit, you know, feeling less down. And I think, you know, when you're living with a life-changing condition like these, I think it's important to find ways to improve mental health as well as physical health. And we did a specific piece of research just in terms of the effect of our programs. These were MS programs, but it has application to everybody. We looked specifically at the effect on anxiety and depression, and we found that we had really, really big percentage improvements in both, about 20%, which is really, really positive. And again, I think it's the learning from each other is as important for the exercise, and when you combine the two together, you get really, really positive effects in terms of mental health.
Sure. So, yeah, like Susan, we know from the research that's available that this and the principles behind this program makes it fantastic. And now we also hear from the people who have experienced it and have spent time in the classes, they are saying the same thing, which is wonderful. And what I'm wondering is, have you any plans to offer Active Neuro in the Midlands?
Yeah, we would really, really like to do that. So basically, MS Ireland is running a big advocacy campaign for our physiotherapy-led services at the moment. So we've obviously learned a lot from Active Neuro. We've learned a lot from our other MS programs online. We have a huge amount of evidence, both in terms of, as you said, the stories and the effect that it's had on people, but also we have lovely research evidence in terms of the numbers. So what we're doing is we're going round to all of the different community health organisations to see if we can get statutory funding to support these programs, because they are very effective, you know, not only the effect on people, but we've got evidence that says that people actually go to the doctor less, that they have less A&E trips because they're staying physically active. So, you know, we're improving their balance, we're preventing falls, we're improving their mental health. And so a big campaign by MS Ireland, you'll see this year, that's looking to get funding so that we can roll out the very, very beneficial effects of Active Neuro around the country, and including that community health organisation that covers the Midlands area. So we don't have a service at the moment, but we would very, very much like to look for funding to get to be able to do that. MS Ireland does have some programmes for people with MS in the Midlands. So we have our Midlands regional office is based out of Athlone, and we do have some MS programmes for people with MS in the area at the moment, if there's people with MS listening. But we do hope to be able to expand that obviously to other people as well.
So are they on site or online, Susan?
A mixture of both, Diane.
Excellent. So if they're online, then would they be open to people, you know, outside of Athlone and in the Midlands area?
Absolutely.
In general? And do you know, like, so how could people get involved in that, Susan?
The MS Ireland website, so MS Ireland, and if you look at a regional services and you go to the Midlands, you'll find contact details for our community worker there, who's Mary Leonard. And if you email the Midlands office at MS Ireland, they'll be able to give you information about what's running.
That's absolutely fantastic. Professor Susan Coote, I want to thank you so much for your time, and I want to wish you genuinely the absolute best with Active Neuro. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Anne.
Joining me this evening is John Conroy from Dochas Offaly Cancer Support Group, and he's going to talk to us today about some of the wonderful programmes that are available. John, thanks so much for coming into the studio.
Thanks a million, Diane. It's great to be in.
Thanks very much. And John, so, you know, I was just thinking to myself before we get into the programmes, you're a certain type of person that's going to work in this area. And you're a fabulous person, I will say. it's the thing, like, you never know how much you need someone or a service until you really need it. And you work in an emotionally difficult space. So I'm wondering, will you tell us just a little bit about maybe how did you get into this area and why you do what you do?
Yeah, absolutely. I suppose healthcare has always been my background. I primarily focused my career in disability. I worked in Dublin for 11 years, and I worked in Tullamore then as a residential manager for 3 years before the opportunity arose to take over as manager in Dochas. Look, I suppose we all have cancer, unfortunately, it hits a lot of people, it hits a lot of families around Ireland. I don't think there is a person in Ireland that won't know somebody or won't be affected in some
way. Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Myself, I lost my mum quite young to breast cancer. I was 21 and I had two younger brothers, they were 13 and 6. So I have a personal experience, lived experience of a cancer diagnosis and the impact it has on families.
Sure.
I suppose one of the things that we see in Dochas a lot of the time is that the person that's going through the diagnosis, they come in and they get a lot of support, but the families don't feel that they need the support, or they don't feel that they warrant getting the support, because they just want to look after the family member.
Sure, yeah.
And I think because I went through that, I know the importance then of supporting everyone. And I suppose that's how I got into this. I wanted a change during COVID. I worked in healthcare as a disability manager, and I recognised that I needed to change myself. And when I seen the advert come up for Dochas, I was just like, this is me. This is what I want to do.
Don't you love that? And it sounds like they're absolutely blessed to have you. Yeah.
Well, look, it's a true privilege to work in a charity like DOCUS. It really is. Like we all say, all the therapists, all the counsellors that I work with, and I'm really lucky to work with a great team. We all say the same thing. It is a true privilege to work in DOCUS. You get to see people really at their lowest when they're coming in the door, and then you get to see how you help build them up to make them a stronger individual. You know, we don't focus on their medical side. They have a brilliant team in any of the acute hospitals or the satellite hospitals supporting them through their medical journey. We help with their mental and physical and holistic
health. So important, yeah.
So important.
Isn't it, just when you mentioned that, isn't it such a privilege and a gift to actually be able to help somebody who is in such need of your help at the darkest part of their life? It actually is.
Yeah. And look, there's so many people that I took over in DOCUS a year and a half ago. And even just walking through the town and seeing those people with a bit of a smile on their face, and they'll always smile and say hello, and you know that you made an impact. And I suppose it goes by the support of the community. The community knows the value of having a charity like DOCUS in Tullamore, in Offaly, in the Midlands. And they support us greatly because they know the impact that we have on other people's lives. And that is truly one of life's greatest privileges, to be able to help somebody else in their time of need.
Absolutely. And speaking of that, I know you have a couple of wonderful programmes coming up. So you mentioned, we were just chatting before we went on air, you mentioned the CLIMB programme, which sounds absolutely wonderful. Will you tell us a little bit about that, please?
Yeah, absolutely. So the CLIMB programme, CLIMB stands for Children's Lives in Moments of Bravery. It is a programme for children aged 5 to 12. There's a real recognition that parents can struggle when they get a diagnosis, particularly when they have younger children. They don't know what to say to their child. They don't know how to support them.
How do you break that news to your child? I have a 3-year-old myself. And actually, I've been on the other end of the situation. My dad actually passed away from cancer when I was 5.
Sorry to hear that.
But now that, and it's like so many families. That wasn't today or yesterday. So, you know, things were different in terms of supports that kind of weren't available. But like you, I definitely understand. I understand the 15-20 year journey after that time, from a child's eyes, and I think of my little one who's only 3. God forbid, but like how do you break that to a child? You know, so just when you talked about this program, and I'll stop talking and let you talk about the program now. But I just think it's absolutely wonderful that parents would have somewhere to go to get help with this.
Yeah, so it's a 6-week program that was developed in at the Treehouse Foundation in Colorado. Basically, there's 2 therapists. Myself and Anne Arthur are 2 trained therapists in DOCUS now, and we have another couple of therapists that are going to be retrained, because we would have been trained pre-COVID, and obviously with COVID everything stopped. The idea of the programme is to give parents, to remove the pressure from parents, particularly when they're going through that early stages of trying to get their own head around diagnosis. And as a parent, I'm not a parent myself, but as I always hear it from parents, their priority is their children. So they don't think about their own health in that moment. They just think, what am I going to do about my son or daughter? How am I going to support them? You know, and you start thinking so far ahead in the future. So we try and remove that. It's a 6-week program. The kids come into us once a week for 6 weeks, for an hour and a half. And we go through different play therapy, drama therapy, art therapy, and it just breaks down the myths and the stigmas around cancer. And we do talk openly about mammy or daddy's cancer diagnosis with mammy or daddy's consent. We show them the body parts that mammy or daddy may be receiving treatment. So, you know, particularly like young children at 5, they're very tactile, so they want to come up and hug mammy or daddy. And we would go through, like, you know, if you have breast cancer, you might have had a mastectomy or something, we would go through, mammy's going to be a little bit sore around here, so we just need to be careful. And when we're running up to mammy, we just need to stop before mammy and give her a little gentle squeeze.
Yes,
And the idea, you know, it can be a lonely time for children. I seen it with my own 6-year-old brother. We didn't know what to say to him. And you're in a classroom, kids are in a classroom with 30 other children, and there may be nobody in that classroom that's experiencing what they're going through. And the idea of the group is it's cohesion. It's other children that are going through the same thing. It breaks down that stigma of the cancer diagnosis, and it just helps give them a safe space to be able to talk about it. Children are very cognizant of what's going on.
Sure, yeah.
And I think parents will always say that, yeah. You know, my son or daughter will hear the grass grow.
Yeah.
And we always, you know, they always say, parents always say to us, oh, should I tell them? Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Include them in everything because research suggests that when you include children at a young age, they'll grow up knowing that they can trust you with the bigger stuff as they get older. So do include them at a younger age. And that is the idea of the CLIMB program, is to give parents the confidence to do that, but also allow us to work with the children around it to remove that stigma.
Absolutely. So you have a CLIMB program starting very soon?
Yes, we do. So Thursday the 23rd of February from 3:30 to 5 p.m. for 6 weeks. What I'd say is if you're struggling right now and you're like, that isn't the right time, still contact us at DOCUS, because we do have a number of trained therapists and a couple of therapists are getting trained up in this program again. So if we get a wait list going, we can set up a program very, 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 very quickly. So do contact us if you are in that position and you do want support in supporting your child through this. It's a 6 week program. It'll run every Thursday in the lead up to Easter, and then we'll look at something for after Easter in the lead up to the summer holidays.
And it's on site, John, is
it? It's on site. Yeah. So we're based in Tullamore, so it's Chock Docus in Offaly Street. It's been delivered in a lot of cancer support centres around Ireland. So, you know, if Tullamore isn't your local, have a check around the Cushla Centre in Portlaoise, Lark in Mullingar. They offer the
all
same
fantastic
program.
Centres. Absolutely. Yeah. I would have very personal experience of working with the Cushla Centre. Fabulous, fabulous people in there.
Yeah.
But now we're just going to move on to a second fantastic program. John, would you mind telling us about that, please?
Yeah. So it's a survivorship program, and the NCCP, which is the National Cancer Control Program, they are really pushing the agenda of survivorship. We're seeing cancer survivorship rates increasing in this country every year, which is fantastic.
Fantastic, yeah.
But a lot of the times people are saying to us, once they're finished active treatment, there's a void. They had so many appointments to attend, so many hospital appointments. They were in a spin, and then all of a sudden the carpet is pulled from under them.
Yeah, sure.
They're finished active treatment and they don't know
where to go, what to do.
Exactly. So the idea of this is the Cancer Thriving and Surviving Program. It's a Stanford University peer-reviewed rehabilitation program, survivorship program for people that are post-treatment. It's a 6 weeks program. It's 2.5 hour a week commitment, but it just gives people a safe space to come with other people who have gone through very similar experiences as they've had. It's a self-management program. So again, it's working on their confidence to be able to self-manage, anxiety, stress. We go through exercise, healthy eating for post-cancer treatment, nutrition.
Because of course we have a huge amount of evidence for how effective all of that is,
absolutely.
Which is fantastic. Yeah.
And I think, again, breaking down the stigma around exercise and physical exercise, because that is another huge part of somebody's recovery.
Yes.
People think that they need to sit on the couch and look after their bodies, but actually research is suggesting that you should continue to do the same level of exercise an hour per day as the regular
recommendations. Absolutely.
Again, it's giving people those tools, and I think it can be overwhelming for people to think about all those things to do. So what we do is we break it down into very small segments on a weekly basis. Again, it's a safe space, so people come in, it can be a different experience for people. People come in and we set goals on a weekly basis because they haven't had an opportunity to set goals, and we review those goals the next week to see, and you're building on that catalyst there for people to again look towards the future and
absolutely.
Stop looking back.
But also taking control of your own week, your own day, your own life for once, because that was completely removed for what could be a quite significant amount of time, and it's very jarring when you feel like you have absolutely no control over your life.
Absolutely.
And then, you know, in this case we're talking about survivorship, which is fabulous, so you know, and looking forward to the future and regaining that control and building your own life and you making decisions for yourself.
Absolutely.
So I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, and I think what's special about this program is I think people, when they come into a centre and they join a program, they think that it's going to be another healthcare professional telling them how to live their life.
Yeah.
And that can be overwhelming when you've had nothing but healthcare professionals tell you what to do on a daily
Absolutely.
Basis.
Mm.
But the great thing about this programme is there is a healthcare professional, but there's also a cancer survivor. Who delivers it. And the precipice from the NCCP is there has to be a cancer survivor delivering this programme so that people can connect on a
yes.
molecular level
yeah.
with that person
mm-hmm.
in the room.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm the healthcare professional, I'm giving out the information, but Anne, who is the other peer trained leader with myself, is the person that's going to be sitting there going, lads, I've gone through this.
Sure.
So ask me the questions.
Yes.
You know, look at me, I'm living proof
yeah.
that I'm living life and I have a great life now and I've survived it all. So people can connect more, you know, with Anne and with the programme then, because it's not just another healthcare professional telling them you need to do X, Y and Z.
Yeah, it's really fantastic. And John, how can people get in contact with you?
Yeah, so there's a number of ways people can get in contact with us. So the Cancer Thriving and Surviving programme will be commencing the week of the 17th of April, which is after Easter. You can contact our phone number on 05793 28268, or you can reach us on Facebook or Instagram, or again visit our website www.docusoffaly.ie.
That's fantastic. And John, can I just ask, are these programs funded, or what's the situation there?
So all of our services in Docus are free.
Fantastic.
Up to a certain point. And we discussed that at a referral meeting. But yes, so though the NCCP are funding both our client programme and our Cancer Thriving and Surviving programme. So again, you know, with the cost of living,
yeah.
people can feel, oh, I can't look after myself right
mm-hmm.
now because
mm-hmm.
I'm so tied up with finances and stuff. Our services are free, and we really want to get that out there to people that please reach out to us. You know, these are just two of our programmes that we're delivering,
yeah.
but we also deliver a whole other suite of services for free for people. And it's really important that people connect with us and get the support that they need during a particularly difficult period of their life.
That's fantastic. Because the reason I'm very mindful, like, for people who have these types of diagnosis, they may not be able to work, or the cost of getting to your treatments, the cost of doing all of that while maybe you're not working. So it's absolutely a breath of fresh air to hear that these types of amazing and evidence-based and experienced programs are available, as you said, up to a certain point, and that they're funded. So that's
yeah.
amazing.
I suppose as well, like, just to add a precipice there, like, they are funded to a point, but we're also extremely grateful for our fundraising efforts that the community do.
Sure.
You know, people in Tullamore will be so cognizant of, like, the tractor run that runs every year. It's such a massive event. Our ladies dinner, our Buttons and Bows event that's coming up on the 5th of March. These are all well supported by the community because they realise the value of having a cancer support service. People are so generous giving to us because they just don't know when it could hit them.
Absolutely.
And they know the value then of having that there because they've supported it. So, like, it's a huge thanks to the community that we're open, but also as well, there's more funding models coming on stream, which is great because it just helps us expand our services, which is currently what we're doing. We're able to offer these programs for the first time in a long time. Get people trained up, get the specialties in the centres, remove the pressure from the hospitals, and be able to provide services that don't just focus on your cancer treatment, but also your survivorship after cancer.
Fantastic. John, thank you so much for coming in to me. It's been a pleasure to talk with you, and I just want to wish you the very, very best of luck with everything moving forward.
Thanks so much for having us. Thank you.
Joining me in studio this evening is Warren Murray. He's a fitness instructor and personal trainer. Warren, it's lovely to have you in. Thanks a million for coming over to the studio.
Thanks very much. Thanks for having me here. It's a pleasure to be here with you now.
I tell you, you're recently qualified as a fitness instructor and personal trainer, and I was thinking that it would be a nice opportunity to have a chat about what would be involved in becoming working in this trade, and then how you're experiencing it at the start of your journey. Because, like, for someone like me, that was a long, long, long time ago. But I'm thinking of all of the young people coming through now, especially they might be in school thinking, what will I do next? And you know, maybe I love health and fitness, and maybe would that be something for me? Would I go into that? So would you mind giving us a bit of an insight, Warren? When did you start? Actually, let's go back. Why did you decide that you wanted to work in this career?
So going back back to when I was in school, I was always into sport. I always played sport, if it was GAA, basketball, boxing, rugby. So I was always into sport. So I was always into kind of training and exercise and stuff like that. So it was kind of a really good hobby for me, and I knew the benefits of it anyway. So when I was in school then, I kind of didn't really know what way I wanted to go about things. So when I finished school, I kind of jumped into just whatever job was available, which was working in a bar and a restaurant and stuff like that. So, but then I kind of got thinking to myself, I was like, I have a passion for training, for sport, for exercise. So why not get qualified and I suppose go into it as a career, you know? So
sure.
It took me about 4 years to get to that point. After
that's all right.
You know, it took me a while, but
yeah, it's a good thing.
It was
yeah.
Then eventually then I got onto, it was a course, it was 11 month long part-time course that I'd done with the LOETB.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. it was a free course, government funded.
Brilliant.
So I jumped on that as soon as it was available. So I done that then, that was over 11 months, so I worked full time, and then I done part-time studying then
yep.
through Zoom, and then all day practical then on a Saturday.
Excellent.
So it was a long journey for me. I suppose it was only a year, but it was a good journey for me, you know. It was helter-skelter kind of stuff. I was constantly on the go, you know.
It's busy, yeah. Because, of course, like, obviously you're working full-time and then you're trying to study, which is the reality for so many people.
That's it.
And then you have all of your coursework to prep and all of your practicals and doing all of your training logs and all of these things. So yeah. It's you have to work for it.
Yeah.
And you should... because as you now know, of course, when you're working in it, now you have, and it's a very privileged position. It's something I always, until the day I retire, I'll take it very, very seriously. You potentially, like, you're being asked to help people with their health and fitness. You're working with people who have all sorts of things going on in their lives and all sorts of physical conditions and injuries and issues. And it is a big responsibility. So you do obviously need to go through that training period.
That's it, yeah.
So, and did you enjoy it? Did you enjoy the course?
I loved it. Now, it was tough, but I loved it at the same time. I suppose back to why I done it was that I'd always kind of enjoyed training myself.
Mm.
So I was like, why not train other people? You know, I kind of had that experience anyway. And then when I done the course, it was all, you know, anatomy, learning about the body, energy
yeah.
systems, mm. how the body moves, how the body works,
mm-hmm.
different, the bones, the muscle system, everything. It was...
it's not simple.
It's not easy.
No, there's
a lot
volume of information.
Yeah.
And it's a different language nearly...
Absolutely.
...than, yeah, what you use
absolutely,
in daily life.
You know, so
yeah, yeah, yeah.
We could speak about it for hours, but someone else that was listening on the outside mightn't have a clue, you know, so... I suppose that's part of my job is to be able to understand someone else and where they're at
mm-hmm.
and be able to kind of put it into words for them to understand.
Yeah.
I might be able to understand how someone's body moves or what's going on, but they mightn't have a clue until I kind of...
You need to be able to translate
that across
yeah,
to someone
course,
else
yeah.
to, in their terms. But yeah, I suppose it's... I always have a passion for helping people. I always find that is very satisfying for me. So... back to why I kind of got qualified, it was like, why not help people in something that I'm very interested in, which is training and exercise
mm-hmm.
and sport, you know? So
sure.
mix those two together, and that's very fulfilling and satisfying for me as a person, never mind a career.
Absolutely.
You know, so.
There's nothing better than knowing that you've used your skills and knowledge to help somebody to improve something that they wanted to improve.
And that's it, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And Some people come to me and they don't really, they have a gist of understanding. They don't really, they like know they want to do something, they want to improve something. And then for me then, I can elaborate on that and go into more detail on that. And for them, not even in their head, they mightn't have even known that this is what's going on in their body and this is the
yeah.
way their body is moving.
Yeah.
Until they came along and asked me, you know.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. So, you know, there's an awful lot that goes into it.
Yeah.
And, of course, you're working in this full-time now, isn't it?
Full-time now, yeah.
Yeah
full-time
yeah.
as a fitness instructor over in the Heritage Health Club now at the moment.
That's it. That's in Kilnard.
Kilnard, yeah,
yeah,
that's right. Yeah,
very good, very good. And you're still loving it.
Loving it, yeah.
Yeah.
It's great, you know. It doesn't feel like work sometimes, you know, that kind of way.
Which is fabulous.
It's great.
Fabulous
you know,
way to spend. Because considering you spend, all of us spend, spend, like, you know, whatever, 70% of our week in work. Ideally, the ideal situation is that you love what you do, which I absolutely get. I live and breathe what I do all day, every day in health and fitness, so I love it. So I do get that. And as part of that then, so we were talking, just for any young people listening today, or maybe mummies and daddies who have children in school and they're trying to think what's coming next, or, you know, would this be a career for them? Yes. So we've mentioned they have to learn about science. They have to learn anatomy and physiology and energy systems and everything. But there's a lot of practical application as well, like for training program design. And did you have to do, like, for example, if you take a typical fitness instructor job, there would be classes involved
as
well.
Yeah, that's it. Boot camp classes, circuit classes, spinning classes, core classes, there's loads of different classes that you could do, you know. So knowing the anatomy and the physiology side is one thing, but then being able to put that into practical use and be able to coach it and see other people do it and correct them and give them feedback on it, that's another side of it
totally
as well.
Totally different skill.
It's a totally different skill in itself. So it's trying to find a balance between the two.
Absolutely.
And mix the two of them together.
Sure. And but it's very varied, which is great.
That's it,
So and like you've mentioned those classes. So you're well, look, what I can say from my career is you're never finished learning. I've been learning every day.
Every day is a learning day.
For a very, very, very long time, and it will continue.
That's it.
And it should. So it's a varied career. And you do have lots of opportunities, of course, for upskilling and doing add-on courses and things like that.
Oh, definitely. 100%, you know. So, like, whereas I started off doing kind of circuit classes and boot camp classes, then there's other qualifications you can get then, like, to upskill in terms of, like, doing a spinning class and stuff like that. Aqua aerobics classes, you could go into the water side of things and do that kind of style if you're into swimming. It's really good in that sense. So then you could even branch out again. Then you could go into more sports specific stuff.
Yeah.
On field sport, stuff like that. It's a broad variety of things and branches. You can go in so many different ways, which is great.
It's great, absolutely. And sometimes, because you have actually got so much knowledge and so much skill, it can be hard to kind of narrow it down, you know, if that's what you want to do. But so on that then, or with that, I should say, if there's anyone at home listening today who's thinking about a career in the fitness instructor or personal training space, would you have any advice for them?
Yeah, I'd say just go for it. Go for it, you know, don't wait, don't hesitate. If you feel like you have it in your head to, right, this is what I want to maybe give a shot and try and do, look up some courses. I went through the LOETB, I done it with Moulton's Training over in Portlaoise there, with Derek and the guys over there. They were really good. They done full-time courses, they done part-time courses, and that was a really good route. So just jump on straight into it, don't wait around. If you don't sit on it. If you have this thought of going into the fitness industry or going becoming a personal trainer, there's courses out there available. There's shorter courses and there's longer courses.
And funded as well, which is amazing.
That's it, yeah. Amazing. It was funded, you know, so I didn't pay a penny. Where there's courses out there, you could pay $3,000 to $5,000.
You could,
It can be expensive. So I was just blessed that I seen the advertisement at the time and that I jumped. I didn't wait around. That was the main thing. Because if I waited around, I would have missed my chance, I would have missed my slot. And I suppose I took my chance when it came. So just don't wait around on it, you know.
Well, it sounds like it was made for you. And of course, the background to this story is I actually heard Warren giving some very good advice. This is what happens now. If you're too close to my vicinity, you could end up doing anything. But he was giving some really, really good advice. And for a young person working in this area, speaking from someone else who's been in the field for over 20 years, it was very good advice. And maybe for another occasion we might be able to have a chat about that. But I said, look, you know, it's obviously this field is meant for you, which is fantastic, and you are a gift to this field in turn because of all of the good that you're going to do in the rest of your career, because you're a young guy.
I'm only starting.
Yeah, you're only getting started.
This is only the beginning for me, you know. It's a long journey, you know. And I suppose if I waited and sat back and didn't take that that opportunity to jump on the course at the time,
sure,
I wouldn't be here with you right now, and I wouldn't have been able to give that great advice and help those clients that I have been working with at the moment, you know. So those people that I work with now would probably still be in the same position, going backwards nearly, rather than going forwards. So me being able to give that advice to those people really means a lot to me, and I know it really means a lot to them even more. But it's just a very satisfying thing that I get to do, and helping people become the best version of themselves is what I kind of want to do, and that's what I'm trying to do. So for the clients that I have at the moment, if I never got chatting to them, or if I never if I never talked to them, I would have never got the opportunity to work with them. And now that I'm working with those people, they'd be still sitting there thinking like, oh, what's the next step for me? But now that I got the chance to talk to those people, I'm working with those people now, they're on the road to becoming the best version of themselves with my guidance.
Sure. It's absolutely, it's an incredible way to live your life.
That's going back to taking the chance of jumping on the course.
Absolutely.
And not waiting around for it, you know.
Absolutely,
so,
yeah.
There's so many different avenues to it. Anybody out there listening now at the moment, if you're young and you want to get into the industry, like myself, just don't wait around. Just do
it. Just go for it.
Just go for it, you know. And if you jump into it and you don't like it, You tried.
Absolutely. You have nothing to lose. So, Warren, thanks very much for coming in to chat to me this evening. If anyone would like to get in touch with you, how would they do that?
So, I have an Instagram page now at the moment. My name is CoachMurray2022. You can drop me a follow on that if you can. Or you could get, if you have WhatsApp, 085-731-2849 is my number. By all means, give me a shout. Let me know if you want to book a session or a chat, and we can help you get started.
Very good. Warren, I just want to wish you the very, very best of luck in your career moving forward. And I look forward to talking to you again. Thanks a million, Warren.
Thanks very much for having me on. It was a pleasure.
So thanks very much for joining me this evening on the Health and Fitness Show. If you missed any of the show, you can listen back on Midlands103.com or wherever you get your podcasts from. And if you'd like to join me on the show, I'd love to hear from you. And you can contact me on healthandfitness@Midlands103.com. So have a lovely weekend, and I'll see you next week.
The Health and Fitness Show with Dr. Diane Cooper in association with The Hearing Consultancy. Experiencing hearing difficulties? Book your free hearing test at one of our clinics in Kinnegad, Mullingar or Tullamore and get impartial advice on hearing aids, ear protection, tinnitus help and more. TheHearingConsultancy.ie.